is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
Welcome to the second hour of the Steve Gruber Show on a free-for-all Friday. We're going to break some news for you here, so pay attention. You will learn something here today. And that is, if you don't listen to the people in your community, the community might just push back. The community might just push back and say, you know what, we told you no several times. But sometimes you have to be a little bit more direct in getting somebody's attention. David Coleman joining me now, senior counsel with the Great Lakes Justice Center. David, welcome back.
Morning, Steve. Good to be here.
We've covered a number of stories over the past couple of years, you and I, and broke some news here. We're going to do it again today because I understand in your possession is a federal lawsuit that you plan to file against the Williamson Community Schools for their transgender nonconforming student policies that were passed by the school board last fall. Is that correct?
That's correct. We're filing today in Western District Court in Grand Rapids.
All right. So tell me about what is this federal lawsuit? How does it structure? What does it mean? Where do we go from here? Tell us everything.
Well, we're filing this suit on behalf of a number of parents and students in the Williamson School District. On a number of grounds. There are 10 counts in the complaint. And what we're asking the federal court to do is make a declaratory ruling, it's called, to declare that these policies that the school board passed in Williamson are not valid, they're not constitutional, they violate state law for a number of reasons as laid out in the complaint. So we're asking the court to make that declaration and then issue injunctions against implementation of those policies. So that's what we're requesting. The bases, a number of grounds, the rights of parents to be notified of what's going on because, you know, the school district under these policies does not have to tell parents what's happening with their children.
Now that part I just find to be outrageous. So explain that point a little more in detail. What do you mean parents wouldn't be notified about what?
Well, if their policy says that if a student comes in and just makes an assertion that a boy believes that he is a girl or vice versa, or any, you know, sexual orientation type decisions, the schools will just accept that assertion by the student. They do not have to notify the parents of it, and then we'll start taking action and do things at the school district, totally cutting the parents out of this important, huge decision in the child's life.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think you and I have covered this point in the past, but clarify for me again, because if I'm not mistaken, that in and of itself right there violates Michigan state law.
Sure, it violates Michigan constitutional provisions. It violates the 14th Amendment of the federal constitution that parents have a fundamental right to raise and educate their children. It violates state statutes. There's a statute in the Michigan school code that it violates. So there's a number of reasons, grounds that show that's just, and just common sense tells you shouldn't do that. Parents need to know what's going on with their children.
Certainly. Now, this case has caught a lot of attention, as you can imagine, because these cases and similar cases are being, adjudicated around the state, around the country right now. So these sorts of cases catch a lot of attention. Now, in the writings for the district, I believe they try to rely on Elliot Larson, Title IX, and some other things that, in your opinion, just don't apply.
Right, exactly. They're using some cases that have dealt with other federal statutes, not Title IX. Issues like right to privacy, Steve. I mean, since when does a biologically intact boy have the right to shower or use locker rooms or bathrooms with girls? I mean, that's just common decency tells you that's not proper and that should not be done. But there's a right to privacy. There's a constitutional right to privacy for students and parents that's being violated. And beyond that, it's not even just the students at the school, Steve. Events, things like that. Somebody comes in as a visitor at the school, and it's a grown male, and he says, well, I'm a female. Under their policies, that guy can go in and use the girls' facilities at a game, at the school, anywhere else. This is why we're bringing the lawsuit.
Now, I want you to help me here a little bit. David Coleman here, senior counsel of the Great Lakes Justice Center, commenting, breaking news, that he'll be filing a 10-count federal lawsuit against the Williamson School District later this morning for what they did in moving forward with a transgender nonconforming student policy. Now, looking at all the things that you're doing here, I've read some other accounts of this case where the parents that you cited that are a party to this lawsuit have been painted as bigots, as, you know, anti-child, as bullies by some other news outlets. I've met some of these people. I find that patently unfair, a gross misrepresentation of who these people truly are, who basically say all students should be protected equally under all policies. That's all the parents were saying. That's what I heard. That's what I am to understand. And yet, if you read some newspapers, these folks are painted as bigots and knuckle draggers and all sorts of terrible things. What do you make of these people?
These are great folks. They're salt-of-the-earth people here who just want their families and children to be treated with respect because they're not being treated that way. Look, no one, Steve, no one should be bullied, be disparaged, be ridiculed. The bullying policies that were already there applied to all students. But now when you add additional categories and you elevate certain categories above others, that's where the disparagement starts going the other way. So, you know, to claim that somebody is engaging in hate speech or is acting just in a discriminatory way is just not accurate. You know, you have the right to live out your religious faith. You have the right to live out your beliefs also and do it in a way that is not threatening or abusive of anybody else. But that same courtesy is not being extended towards our plaintiff, towards the folks we're representing here. And, you know, tolerance is a two-way street.
Yeah, I think that's a great point you make there. If I'm also understanding everything that I've learned about this case, well more than 4 out of 5, well more than 80% of the people that responded to the board when this was first taken up early last fall, weeks before it was actually voted on, the overwhelming sentiment was against these policies altogether, and yet the school board, I think the vote was 6-1, went through with this anyway. Despite the overwhelming opposition by the community, both parents and just people that live in the community. So the school board just turned their back on the district. Now, is the school board themselves being sued? Is it the district being sued? Real quickly, how does it all lay out?
Yeah, both. We're suing the school district as a whole because it's the district that acts, but it's also the school board acting on behalf of the district. And so we have sued all 6 of the board members individually and as members of the school board who voted for these policies. Now, one of the members has since resigned from the school board who voted for these policies, but he is also included in the lawsuit.
All right. So you'll be doing that this morning?
Yes.
All right. David Coleman from the Great Lakes Justice Center. Keep us up to date on what happens with this story. I'm sure you'll get a lot of press from a variety of places. I'm sure your phone will be very popular today.
Well, we're only doing it because parents and students have the right to have their constitutional protections guaranteed.
Thank you, David. Always appreciate a good conversation.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
There you go. David Coleman, Senior Counsel, Great Lakes Justice Center. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Rivers Show.